855-450-FREE allows you to get your thoughts on the air about whatever's on your mind. Alex Jones versus Piers Morgan. So a lot of people have some opinions about that. We asked the question on Twitter and Facebook in the last hour. I believe, Mark, you tweeted out Alex Jones's interview with Piers Morgan, helpful or hurtful to gun freedom? We'll share some of your responses. Also take your calls at 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Hey, Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
So here's some responses from Facebook. David Ware says, doesn't matter. Fact is, we've been polite for way too long. It's about time the gloves come off, and that's what Jones did.
Okay.
Brandon Durham says, hurtful, although Alex Jones is more hurtful than helpful most of the time. Dalton Adair says, I think it was a calculated move on the part of Piers Morgan and his crew to thoroughly discredit the pro-property rights position. They knew Alex couldn't resist coming and, well, being himself, and most people not in the liberty movement don't know how to interpret Alex properly. I would also suggest that I don't know if I agree that Alex Jones is a liberty guy. Mm-hmm. I think that he's got it on some issues, probably, but well, other ones, not so much. He supports immigration controls.
You always take this absolute position on liberty. One must agree with you 100%.
He wants to restore the republic. He wants to have a federal government.
Lots
he just wants his guys to be in charge.
Lots of people who believe that, you know, believe that restoring the republic is the best path to liberty. I don't know the answer. I don't know, and neither do you. You've never been able to test your theories.
It's not a theory. I just think it's wrong to aggress against peaceful people, and that's what governments do.
Well, it's also wrong to set up a system where people get aggressed against on a regular basis, and we don't know the answer as to whether we cannot test the answer as to whether or not people can live in society and choose their own governments and that kind of thing.
That's fine. I don't really care about that, Mark. What I'm saying is you're not in the liberty movement if you advocate for imprisoning peaceful people. And if Alex Jones is saying that, well, them folks from Mexico can't be here, then that means he's advocating aggressing against peaceful people.
Yeah, and if Alex Jones is for keeping the immigrants out, there's got to be a process and a method to do that, and that's got to be paid for. Employees keeping the Mexicans out have to be paid for, and they got to pay them with money that they take from me.
Right. I don't know if I've ever heard Alex. You know, again, I don't listen to the guy's show. I've seen some of his videos. I like a lot of the stuff that he talks about with, like, the police state. I think he's spot on that particular point. You know, I'll take him when he's right, but he's not on the side of liberty on everything that I can see. Anyway, we go on with your thoughts. Brett Perry says, Pierce was obviously trying to use him to discredit the entire movement, knowing he would act that way. Why else did he ask him about his views on 9/11 at the end?
Yeah. Right.
And I agree with that. Absolutely trying to discredit him, sure.
Gregory Vint says,
and I thought that Alex Jones, frankly, made the best defense he could in that particular instance. I do not tend to agree with Alex's narrative on what happened on 9/11, but I thought that his defense was pretty good.
Sure. I mean, the Building 7 thing is a big question mark. No doubt about that. Gregory Vince says, anything Alex Jones talks about hurts the libertarian cause. We continue with your calls, and we've got William on the line in Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I hope all's well.
Hey, William. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, yeah. I was going to call. You know, I watched the Alex Jones thing today, and I was hoping he would not be so obtuse. I don't know if that's the right word I'm using, or aggressive maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But and I do feel like Pierce kind of made him look bad there at the end with kind of saying you believe that 9/11 was a government job or something to that effect. And
mm-hmm.
he kind of acknowledged that he did, and he's like, and this is a guy who wants to be deported. I don't know. I just felt like it kind of ended not well for Alex.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
but
And it didn't start well either. I mean, he jumped right in with the finger pointing and the yelling and the tirade.
The whole shit.
I mean, like I said, you can just put down the play, but put the little slider on YouTube anywhere you want. And
let me ask you one question.
It's Alex.
Which one?
Oh, I didn't even expect Piers Morgan actually talking in that clip. I just randomly put the slider down in somewhere. It's, you know, you put the slider down somewhere in this video, it's most likely going to be Alex Jones because he dominates the entire, 15-minute conversation.
Predominantly used in the Aurora movie theater shooting.
M4 AR-15 variant.
So it was a semi-automatic assault rifle.
Yes, again. Okay, but statistically, question. It's very, very low.
That was. Do you agree it was the single biggest shoot?
Oh, YouTube didn't like that. Sorry about that. Anyway, William, any other thoughts you want to share?
Well, yeah, I guess I was just kind of thinking about it. Like, I feel like it's, interesting or whatever. It's hard for me to believe that all these government programs and everything are all led by one group, like the Bilderbergers or whatever, fill in the blank evil organization or whatever, right? However, I do find it interesting that, so many people have such a podium to stand up and attack gun freedom and other freedoms as well, not just gun rights, but, like Piers Morgan and I'm on the radio a little nervous, and I can't think of the...
It's all right, William. Appreciate your thoughts tonight.
The one thing about the CNN situation is the two guys that they have that have the biggest opinion. CNN's more of a news channel than the other channels out there, it seems to me. They're more hard news. Their best guy, Anderson Cooper. I can't figure out what that guy thinks on any issue, and that's a good thing. But the two... they're two top guys as far as opinions go, are Piers Morgan and Fariq Zakaria. And both of these guys are foreign. I don't have a problem with somebody from a foreign country having an opinion and expressing it here in the United States. But it is sort of it's distasteful sort of human standards. Humans aren't going to like it if you bring somebody in from the outside and say, hey, you're doing it wrong. You people are doing it wrong. Let's do it like where I'm from. I mean, in Florida, they actually sold bumper stickers that said, if you'd like how they did it back home, take I-95 north and go, or something like that.
People say the same thing about Free State Project participants. William, you said you had another thought?
Oh, yeah, I guess the other one I was thinking of was whenever I was watching a football game here a few weeks ago, and right after the Connecticut shooting or whatever, but I forget the guy's name, but he went on there and made this horrifically strong, opinionated commentary about gun control and when is America going to wake up and how many more examples does it take and all that. I don't know. It just just irritates me to no end. Because I heard somebody say one time that, you got one shooter that went in Connecticut, and I guess you could argue that there's another shooter that went, there's other shooters in other places. But anyway, they want to trot out that one example of one person doing one horrible, horrible thing, and then make everybody punish as if we're
right.
All
well, when do they ever trot out the examples of the people who save other people's lives by being willing to pull out a gun and make some criminal run away from a scene, for instance?
He wanted to point out how many gun murders there were in the United States versus Great Britain. I think it was 30,000 to 11,000 or something that. Mm-hmm. But what Alex didn't rant on about were... Between 1 million and 2 million, it's really difficult to quantify these numbers. Crimes in the United States are stopped because of a gun.
William, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Sam's in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sam.
Hey, good evening, everybody. I think y'all are missing the bigger point or the bigger picture here of this whole Alex Jones situation.
Okie doke.
And I'd like to back up and just... Look at CNN's audience, and who are they? You're talking about the most asleep of the sheeple out there, the people who believe that the terrorists hate us for our freedoms and the military's keeping us safe from all these guys destroying us and so forth. These are people who have bought into the paradigm hook, line, and sinker. So, what do they think about the pro-gun people? What does the SPL put out papers on every year? Well, they're these angry people. They advocate violence. They want to shoot cops, whatever. And sure enough, Alex Jones came on and really got sucker punched. But not even that. He got sucker punched by his own left hook
I want to hear more. Stand by, Sam. You can tell us about that in moments. 855 453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. It doesn't have to be about the gun control thing or Alex Jones or any of that. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts welcome, whether it's about the Alex Jones, Pierce Morgan interview. Did it help or did it hurt those who are in favor of gun freedom? 855-450-FREE, or bring up anything that's on your mind. Joining you in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com. A lot of features waiting for you there. Listening options included. We've got live streams, broadband, midband, and or narrowband. You choose the bitrate that's right for your speed internet connection. They're all free. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can also learn about the over 100 great radio stations that air the show from coast to coast, all across the country, AM and FM. Plus, we're on XM as well. XM Satellite Radio carries this show all 7 nights per week on 2 different channels. There's also our webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, we're up on free-to-air across all of North America. You can get us on Galaxy 19. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more.
If you're looking for gold and silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. There at gold.freetalklive.com, you will be able to see some hand-picked gold and silver pieces that we are making available to you. They are, you know, for whether you want to hedge against inflation or an investment or barter currency, whatever reason you might want precious metals, you can get it through gold.freetalklive.com. Not only will you be getting great prices and great service from Midas Resources, the ones we've teamed up to provide you with these precious metals, but you'll also be helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
Back to the phones and the fun. We talked to Sam, listening in Texas. You had just barely gotten rolling with your call, Sam, before we had to go to the break, so go ahead.
Okay, so we're kind of, I'm pointing out how CNN is really programming or brainwashing its audience into a certain paradigm, a certain view of the world, and that matches up very closely, I think, with the Southern Poverty Law Center and the propaganda that they put out saying that these pro-gun people are violent, angry, dangerous people that we've got to do something about.
And Alex Jones certainly looked angry. I don't know if he looked violent, but he certainly looked angry.
He was pointing at Piers Morgan and suggesting that they participate in fisticuffs.
It's true.
Exactly. And then if you all you watched was the YouTube clip of the actual interview, you missed act two of the play. Because at the end of the show, they brought on one of the Kennedys, and this guy and Piers Morgan labeled Alex Jones as mentally ill.
And I thought it was Dershowitz. It was
two guys. It was one of them was a Kennedy, and the other was, I think, that lawyer that you're speaking of, Mark.
Okay.
So, and if that wasn't enough, after they call him mentally ill and talk about that and so forth, when the commercials come, they play a commercial for a mental health facility. So what's the message to the viewers at home?
That's a drug treatment facility that they play an ad for there on CNN. I watch a lot of CNN. I know which ad you're talking about.
Exactly. But you've got to think that the audience watching this that has kids who maybe listen to Alex Jones or are pro-government, it's got to put fear into them and make them concerned about their kids.
I don't know. I mean, that to me smacks of conspiracy theory. Here's the reason, Sam. I watch a lot of CNN, and that ad is on all day and all night on CNN. And I don't think that the rest of the time that people are associating whatever else they're associating with drugs, they're just, you know, it's just a drug treatment center that's trying to get business.
Okay, perhaps. Now, do you agree, though, that they're sort of programming their audience to think a certain way?
I don't know the answer to this. I think that unless one can prove something...
Well, everybody's got an editorial position. Obviously, LRN.FM is my 24/7 radio station online that people can listen to various liberty-oriented programs. And you don't get on my station as a talk show host if you advocate for statism or aggression against peaceful people. So, yeah, I mean, I think that all programming has certainly of issues-oriented issues-oriented nature. Absolutely, they want people to think a certain way.
The difference is, Ian, I can call in and talk about the end of the world or whatever and bring that up. But I think the Rush Limbaugh and Cynthia Chase story is another example. He didn't mistakenly label you guys as conservatives. Rush Limbaugh is the number one talk show host because he's in there he's one of the minions that's there pushing a certain message. The left-right paradigm and the Free State Project and the ideas of liberty don't fit that paradigm, so yep. He's got to mold it so that he can keep his audience trapped in that box.
I kind of felt like some of what you say is true. He did also claim I heard him on air, claim that he wasn't going to carry the water for the Republicans anymore, which means that some point before that, he was carrying the water for the Republicans. I say that, you know, that could, it could be one of two things. It could be that somebody's handing him talking points and telling him what to say. I don't think that that's what's happening. He certainly doesn't want me to think that's what's happening. Or it could just mean that, you know, I'm going to stop agreeing with these people so much or something. I don't know. I find it dizzying.
Sam, I have a question for you about Alex Jones. Do you think that the conspiracy theories, because there are conspiracy theories about Alex Jones, think there's anything to them, like the idea that Alex Jones is just the controlled opposition for, you know, this Piers Morgan and CNN to essentially create a kind of a play for people and, you know, use him as the bad guy? And, you know, is there something to that?
I'm on the fence about that. I've heard an interview from a guy who used to be on GCN, who was bringing out some, he was former military. He had documents and proof that showed what the military would do to get nuclear weapons to an underground bunker, and it would mean gassing the civilians, and he was going to get that out on Alex Jones. They verified him. He sent all the information to them, and then right before he was supposed to go on, they canceled his interview, said they had breaking news, and then took calls from callers. So maybe there's something to it. I don't know. It's a possibility.
We've had Alex on the show once in the past, and we talked to, I don't know if it was immigration. I know we talked about immigration on his show. I forget what we talked about with him on our show. It's the archives over at guests.freetalklive.com for anyone that wants to hear it. But I actually invited him back on the show several months ago. And, you know, emailed his producers and never heard back. And you would think that, you know, he'd been on once before. Why not come on a second time? The issue
He's
I wanted to discuss
guy.
With him. Sure, sure. But, you know, he did it before. And the issue I wanted to discuss was DMT, which is the spirit molecule. And Alex had gone on a rant against DMT on one of his shows, talking about how if you take DMT, that evil clockwork elves show up and convince you to murder people or something ridiculous like that. And I wanted to, you know, to talk to him about DMT. I've done it a few times, and, you know, I haven't seen the clockwork elves.
I want to talk to him about clockwork elves.
I wanted to talk to him more about his thoughts on that and kind of dig into where that was coming from, and just never got a response. I don't know if that, you know, factors into the conspiracy theory at all.
I don't think it's conspiracy theory. I think it's a guy who says, you know, I'm not going to talk to this drug addict.
I got a question for all you guys, and you too, Sam. Since we were talking about Alex Jones, I'm kind of freshly, I just started listening to him recently.
I'd recommend against that.
The global elite, the global power elite, mm-hmm. a lot. Who are they?
Ian. I got a good answer for it.
All right. Stand by, Sam. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'd probably defer to Sam on this one because he's definitely into the scene. 855-450-FREE. Probably the short answer, the Bilderbergers, I guess, some would say. You can take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting, non-GMO, long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, the Alex Jones, Piers Morgan debate. A lot of people have things to say about that. The phone lines are almost completely loaded up. You might be able to get your call on hold here, though, at 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with you and your thoughts here in moments.
We've been talking about Bitcoins a lot on Free Talk Live. I'll continue to talk about them. I'm very excited about Bitcoins. As a matter of fact, they had a little run yesterday, so they're up. You know, 40 cents or something like that. It's a good number when they're worth about $13.75 a piece, which
most valuable currency in the world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's sort of an arbitrary designation, but it's interesting. They're you know, they are the most valuable currency in the world per unit. But what I think is even more interesting is 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they were worth pennies a piece, and now they're $13.74. I predict a lot more upside in them. But if you've got a website and you've been hearing about Bitcoins, but you really don't know how to accept Bitcoins from your customers, you know that there's people out there that might want to spend Bitcoins at your website. You certainly want to take them. BitPay.com is a nice, easy way for you to take care of it. They'll handle it for any website or charity or retail store. If you want to accept Bitcoins, you can have them instantly converted into cash, put right into your bank account. The fees are lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of a chargeback or fraud. It's BitPay.com to get started. BitPay.com.
All right, we're going to go back to Sam real quick here. I want to make sure he has a chance to answer Johnny Ray's question, then we'll continue with the rest of y'all's calls here tonight. Johnny Ray, your question was about the global elite.
Exactly, and who they are. Because I always imagine that the global elite is just a crazy quilt of state figures, presidents, that's ever-shifting, and you can't pin down any puppet masters that last year over year, decade over decade. But I don't know what I'm talking about.
Sam?
See, I grew up in a family with lots of stepbrothers and stepsisters, and we were constantly fighting for the limited resources that were available to us, and mostly those came from our parents, and that was time, money, and attention. And I look at government as really the same way because it's this top-down organization. So within that, you have all of these groups, our brothers and sisters, we were constantly fighting with one another, and then we'd ally up and, you know, then it would break and we'd be back in different teams and so forth all the time. And I think that's the way government really is run. And where I disagree with you guys is y'all sort of explain a lot of things off as, well, the government's incompetent. They couldn't possibly pull this off. And to a certain extent, yes, that's absolutely true. My point is, though, how hard would it be for a few wolves to get in there in a sheep's costume and start gaming the system? And I think that's what's happened. You know, I wouldn't be surprised to learn that the gold in the Federal Reserve has been heisted by these criminal organizations operating within the government.
I got some questions there, too.
Yeah.
There was an interesting story that I think we covered here on Free Talk Live where, you know, somebody in the German Bundesschlant or whatever that they're governing organization is wants to see the gold that they have stored in the New York Federal Reserve Bank. The reason that they don't have gold in theirs is because, you know, at the time they were butted right up against the Soviet Union, and you know, if they didn't want the Soviet Union to be wanting their gold, so they put it in several different places, including the New York Federal Reserve Bank. And the story that I read said the New York Federal Reserve Bank basically refused to allow Germany to go in and audit their gold because it was wet.
What's happening, Mark, is the game's sort of coming to an end. The physical stocks are dwindling, and more countries are doing like Venezuela has done, which is to repatriate all their gold and bring it back from London and New York. That's completed. Other people are jumping into that. And as that happens, it's the game of musical chairs, except there's probably 100 more people than there are chairs.
Sam, thanks for your call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Brian is in New Hampshire, I believe in Keene, listening to Liberty 94.3. Hey, Brian.
Hi, guys. Hey. It's Brian Sovereign.
Oh, hey. What's on your mind?
Hey. I wanted to talk about Alex Jones. I don't like guns. I'm pro private property, of course. I didn't like his whole, like, you know, America kind of talk and all that stuff. And actually, I've spent a pretty good chunk of my life debunking conspiracy theories. And I still do that, actually. But I thought Alex was great. I mean, I'm shocked that so many people aren't, you know, really digging, what he did last night. But I mean, I absolutely thought it was amazing.
So tell me why. Why amazing?
Beyond the actual, a lot of the facts that he got out there, he kind of steered clear of a lot of his more crazier ideas, obviously. And like Mark said, he did handle the 9/11 question really, really well. I don't believe that it was an inside job or anything, but the way that it could be answered, I thought he answered it pretty well. But I feel like he had tactics going on. His whole thing was, I think he was trying to get Pierre's mad. He was trying to get him... You know, he was. It seemed like you remember the movie.
I don't think Pierce was mad.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No,
he was just sitting there. Letting Alex talk. He did not try to butt in very much at all. He just let Alex in. Not really.
Right. And, Alex lost that. But I think that's one of the tactics he was trying to shoot for, was just to be so crazy. Now, supposedly they reported that one of the producers on the set ended up crying.
Alex made that claim, yes.
Yeah, Alex made that claim. I mean, now, you know, if you take those things into consideration, I thought the whole thing was so shocking to the average person that watches CNN that, you know, and again, I don't care about the gun issue, you know, as far as guns themselves go, I could care less about. But just there was so much there. He was pointing out how many people are dying all the time. Lots of that sort of stuff. But and he also, the part that impressed me so much was the sham that he was showing, just how much of a sham television is, to where it's like, well, let me see your cue cards and, you know, and I'll keep going. And And just like pointing out, just like, no, I know you're looking at your teleprompter and all this stuff. And I thought he brought out things that no one ever heard before, never saw before, never realized before. Now, granted, it may have come off, he may be the only person that could ever deliver a message in that way, in such a...
So, Brian, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just, you know, what I remember, two things come to mind while you're talking here. One is the interview, and I think it was with the guy that used to do Columbo, that may have had something to do with his wife's murder or his wife got murdered or something.
Peter Falk.
Are we familiar with this?
Okay. I don't recall anything about a murdered
wife. Anyone going to back me up here? No? Okay. There was some actor that...
William Shatner?
Peter Falk played Columbo. That's all I know.
Okay. All I know is a murder. You know, this guy was somehow involved in, you know, possibly in a murder or something like that. And Piers had him on a couple of months ago and interviewed him. And the man was clearly deranged. And, you know, I cringed at this interview. I've watched a lot of Piers Morgan interviews, and I think he's a good interviewer. I was cringing during the Alex Jones interview, too. Ian, didn't I have you stop it a couple of times? Like, I needed to stop and take my breath. I just couldn't handle what was washing over me, you know, the whole time. And this had to have been the case for some other people. I'm not saying I dislike Alex Jones. I'm not saying any of that. I've met him. I considered him a really nice and sincere guy. It's just that his shtick was so much for me, I couldn't handle it.
Well, and...
Yeah, I mean... I dislike him generally because he's a conservative. You know, I'm not a fan of that at all. But I think same thing happened to me where I'm just like, I'm practically shaking hearing it. But what I felt was, wow, someone's actually saying this. I can't believe it, and it's going nationwide. You know?
Yeah, but Piers Morgan had, was it Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners of America on, and he said similar things about gun statistics, but he didn't, you know, shout and point his finger in Piers' face, although, of course, they were sitting in different studios. It was more of a split-screen kind of thing. Looks like Alex actually went to New York City to appear on the show. So I feel like, you know, I get what you're saying. You feel like Alex was able to shake some information into the average CNN viewer, but I wonder how many people took him seriously with his demeanor being so abrasive. Brian, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it at 855-453.
It was a Robert Blake interview. I don't know who that is, but he was some kind of actor.
855-453, the toll-free number. You can bring up your thoughts, share them on the Alex Jones, Piers Morgan interview, or whatever's on your mind. Take control, Free Talk Live.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year.
Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. Hot topic of the moment, Alex Jones and Piers Morgan. Some people saying, even people that don't like Alex Jones, Brian, who's one of our co-hosts on Sunday with you, Mark, he says that he thought Alex Jones did a great job, and he doesn't even really much care for the guy.
He thought he was amazing, knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I disagree. I think that Alex Jones looked like a madman, and I find him a likable character in real life, but he's a ranting guy. He goes on tirades, and he sticks his finger in your face, and that's what he did to Piers Morgan, and generally those are, you know, it's rude to point. Didn't your mom teach you it's rude to point?
Okay, so I don't know what I don't know how Alex Jones's shtick works, but one thing's for certain, he's a very popular radio talk show host, and you know he does his online stuff.
Way more popular than we are,
right? He does his show all by himself. He doesn't take callers, does he?
Yeah,
he does take calls.
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
Has guests take calls?
But he can certainly do a monologue. There's no doubt about
it.
You know, so I don't know whether it's the right thing to have done or not. I'm not going to claim that. Also, I'm not going to claim that
it was the right thing for Alex Jones. He got great publicity out of it.
I think that's the case, certainly the case, and that's really what it's all about, right? Like, he wants to get more listeners. He wants to milk that CNN audience for what he can get as far as new listeners, and, you know, that's what he should be doing. I found it difficult to listen to, but that's the kind of thing I can't generally listen to. I just don't like that kind of interview.
Johnny Ray, you want to recap your thoughts on Jones, Piers Morgan?
Sure. I thought that his delivery, it put me off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I got to say about it. He was loud. He started out fairly reasonable, but it didn't take very long.
Not long.
Right around 1776, where he was shouting and pointing.
Yep.
And he didn't answer the questions.
Right, which makes you seem unresponsive during an interview. It makes it seem like you're just there to push an agenda, push an opinion, and it doesn't make you seem like you're playing ball, so to speak. And I don't know. It depends on what you think, and we're certainly welcome to hear you're welcome to share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We've got Brandon on the line in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to talk about the Piers Morgan thing. I don't fall in with the conspiracy theories. I just view Morgan as a demagogue that looks for easy prey. I think that he sourced Jones specifically because he knew he would go off on a rant, and that if he had been looking for a serious debate, he would have brought in someone like Penn Jillette.
Great point.
Well, he did have Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America on for an interview, and I'm sure the Alex Jones interview got a lot more ratings, and so I absolutely can't disagree with that statement.
I'm sure it got good ratings, but you've probably heard that quote by Basiat about there's nothing poorer than a poor defense or something like that, something poorly defended, and I don't see Jones as having the effect on Morgan viewers that we would like as liberty-minded people.
Brandon, thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to get out there?
Just a question about bitcoins.
Sure.
I hear your commercials about it being secure. What about hacking? How is there like a recovery mechanism in place for that?
At some point, currently, people rarely get hacked, other than sort of social hacking, giving up information, that kind of thing. And usually it's the bigger sites so far have been hacked. I haven't seen a lot of reports of individuals losing their bitcoins, but it's going to come to that at some point. I have my bitcoins secured in a device that I only use for bitcoins. They're in a vault that has a long passcode, and basically they're going to be very difficult to get into hack to. Now I have a couple of operating wallets that I use in different ways. One's on my cell phone, one's on my regular computer. But as far as when I store my stuff, I store it in as safe a fashion as I can.
Was your question, Brandon, regarding the Bitcoin network or getting access to someone's personal wallet?
I mean, just the transactional mechanisms and the storage. I mean, you hear about credit cards getting hacked all the time, and since mm-hmm. this is an online interface, it would seem that there's some vulnerability there.
So there's two questions I think that are relevant. One is the network itself. Can you hack the network? Can you crack into the network and send bitcoins that don't exist somewhere else to pay for products that you don't deserve? Or what?
Or can you spoof an identity and misallocate bitcoins that way?
The only way you could spoof an identity is to actually have the wallet for that identity, to have that person's private keys, as they're called, and that would require you to physically access those if you could get on Mark's computer, maybe you would get access to one of his operating wallets or something like that, meaning that you use that for smaller transactions, Mark.
Right.
It's not where you're storing the bulk of your bitcoins. So you can, if you can compromise someone else's computer via physical means or some other kind of bug, as if you can acquire their wallet.dat file or the whatever relevant other .dat file you might need for a different client, then, yeah, you would have access to all their bitcoins. But you can't just come up with some made-up wallet. The system is, it's very mathematically sound. It is an open-source system, and every transaction is checked by multiple locations in the system. So it's basically an unhackable network. The only thing you can really access in any way, shape, or form would be someone's actual wallet file, and then take that and do what do as you please with it if you have access to it. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, thanks for the clarification.
I hope that helps. There's a lot of more information, obviously, online about the security of Bitcoin. I am not technically adept enough to give you the sciencey sounding version of Bitcoin.
They're also
security.
Coming up with a hardware devices that will essentially do what my one little netbook that I've got offline does, and it'll make it easier. So your bitcoins won't be of they'll be more secure. Somebody's going to come up with a much more secure and simple way to store bitcoins relatively cheaply.
Yeah, and I'm more vulnerable than you two guys. I have an online wallet, and if somebody gets my password,
is it blockchain.info?
Yes.
Okay. I hear it's the best. Of the wallets, online wallets.
I think if somebody had, I don't know much about hacking, but if somebody had a keylogger, against me, they could learn my password. And if they had my password, then they're in there.
They could. In theory, these things are possible, but they require usually some sort of physical access to your computer, unless you randomly download things from your email from people you don't know and run executable files.
I like it when my cursor sparkles with pink sparklies, so I download those things all the time.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. There are steps that need to be taken to acquire security when it comes to Bitcoin, in the same way that if you want to protect your savings, you know, it's not a bad idea to have a place to put that's safe. Some people believe banks are safe, but we know the government can come in there and take all your money. But banks are generally safe from everyone else. And then also, of course, you know, there's the classic hiding it out in the woods somewhere, or digging a hole, putting it in a safe in the ground, or whatever, different options there. But, you know, you, just like with real life wallets, real life money, there are security precautions that need to be taken. With Bitcoin, you can also take similar security precautions. There are suggestions. If you look up Bitcoin Talk, I think, is there a very popular forum about Bitcoin. If you look at Bitcoin Talk, there's some threads on there that you'll find very useful on that topic. Christian Anarchist Gene, you're on Free Talk Live calling from China.
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
I saw that on YouTube, and I have to say I was pretty disturbed after watching it, because Alex did seem a bit like a crazed madman, and especially, you know, his, even the way he was acting, his legs were jumping up and down, and he acted really like he was on some kind of drugs or something.
I think that's just Alex Jones, man.
Yeah, I didn't get the drugs impression, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, I don't watch a lot of Alex Jones anymore. I quit about 8 years ago when he kicked me off his, when he hung up on me on his show and called me a communist sympathizer because I was trying to correct him on an obvious error that he constantly was broadcasting over and over, which was this crazy story about people in China eating fetuses for health food. And I personally, with my wife, went around in China over 8 to 10 years ago to all these back alley herbal stores, herbal shops,
trying to buy
fetuses. Yes, and they all looked at us like we were absolutely
crazy, round eye.
What kind of crazy Americans want to eat fetuses? You know, and so
wow.
I proved it myself. I did the groundwork myself. I did the legwork. I went to the places. I tried to buy the stuff. It does not exist in China.
Yep.
I called Alex Jones over three times over the course of a year when I heard him bring up this Chinese fetus eating garbage. And I would call him up and I would try to reason with him just in normal tones, you know, and he's constantly shouting over the top of me what a crazy wacko I am, and I'm a communist sympathizer because I've been to China and my wife is Chinese and all this garbage, you know. He doesn't know me from the man in the moon, yet when he hangs up, he's making all this. These
amazing story, Gene. Thanks for sharing it tonight, man. Appreciate it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen.
Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.